It's crushing candy, getting boring. Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Today's a big show because we got to announce the gender of Lunchbox's baby. And do we want to reveal it in the post-show pre-show or let them get to it in a little bit?
Oh, no. Let them get to it.
I mean, it's not the same like radio. It's not like teases matter. But okay, it was. You can just, you know, go ahead to today's show. But yeah. We didn't even know he was going to be on the air for a bit. So in the first part of the show, it's like, Lunchbox isn't here. And I thought he was going to, but then we couldn't get a hold of him this morning.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. But then, yeah, big show. I mean, there are only about 10 big shows. Maybe 10. Over the years. Yeah. You know, you getting your kids. I mean, just where big things happen during the show or, you know, we got to share things on a show. And maybe not all of them are good things, but just consequential.
Yeah.
Some, you know. Yeah. I think we really try to share all the emotions with our listeners. And frankly, I think that's why we still exist, because we don't do the best radio show. I don't think anyone's going to give us an award for the technically run best show ever.
No offense, Raymundo.
Oh.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you throw it on him, you jerk?
Well, because technically, that would be Raymundo.
No, Ray does an excellent job at all the sound clips.
I know, I'm just saying.
No, what are you saying? So,
okay.
My point is, you know, it does get a little rough sometimes, but I feel like true real life emotions more times outweighs the bad technical. We had our computer crash during the show today. Like, we literally went off, right, Ray?
Mm-hmm.
We went offline.
Not your fault.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Because you wouldn't, unless you
knew.
Yeah,
good job.
But we were in crisis mode, and I was on the air just hanging in there. You won't even know when it is. But
wow, I was just chilling. Y'all were in crisis?
Yeah, well, I was. But you know what my crisis mode sounds like, right, Aim?
I mean,
it's like this.
Nothing,
it's
the same. You're fixing it.
Yeah. It's the same as any other
mode. It's really weird.
What's that?
How you can handle crisis mode. It's just the same thing. Like, I don't know what's going on inside your body or your head, but out here, it looks the same.
But it's consistent all the time, not just crisis. What sucks for me in my personal life is,
you're right.
Like, when I get super happy, I don't know how to really show that. And when I don't really get as happy as I want to get, and I don't get as sad as I should get.
Yeah.
So I'm on this real tight scale of, I believe you only get as happy as you get sad. And that's why people that get super happy also get super sad.
Okay, yeah, it's true.
And I am trying to actually spread that out a little bit. You know, I'm on the scale. If zero is completely even, I go to about two on each side, a two to negative two. I'd like to go to about 3.5 to negative 3.5.
Mm.
I think that'd be a good place for me to be.
Because right now you're the opposite of a roller coaster. You're like
I'm the most boring roller coaster ever. Yeah.
You're like a monorail.
No.
Just straight.
Straight.
Wow.
I'm trying not to have that. Amy, though, to be fair.
I'm Magic Mountain.
I'm all over the place. Like, I'm on, yeah. Like, get a ticket. Hop on board. We're going for a ride.
And hang on.
But that's what makes the show what it is. Like, yesterday I talked to Amy, because Amy's still in Austin. And I was like, hey, you good? And she said, can I say what you said or no? Do you care?
Yeah, you can say. I'm trying to remember exactly what I told you, but yeah.
She was like
a blur.
She was like, I had a breakdown, or I'm about to have a breakdown.
Oh, yeah, yesterday. Yeah. And it was crazy because yesterday was finally day before yesterday was a good day for my dad, and then yesterday was panning out to be a really good day. And so I think maybe what it was that we're making progress, so I was finally able to just relax for a second, and then all the emotions came up. I mean, I just had a major meltdown, breakdown situation. Like, it was not pretty, but I mean, I had to get it all out. And I think for 3 weeks we've just been like going, not knowing what was going to happen. So I think knowing that good days are now in a row, I think that's what caused the meltdown.
Well, and I didn't see the meltdown.
I know.
I just checked
nobody
in
did
with, check in with her all
just
the time.
Me.
She's like, I'm melting.
Just me. I knew that I was like,
what
I had the ugly
that,
cry
though?
Going on.
Me, I've been through many Amy meltdowns.
Yeah.
And I think that she deserves to have melt. I think that's what I said. Something
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yeah. Now that you said it, you're like, well, I mean, it makes sense. You're going through a lot. But I just kept thinking like, God, I thought I would have had a breakdown way before this, not 3 weeks into it. But I really do. I had to, of course, overanalyze it because I'm a girl. And that was my conclusion.
That's a very sexist statement.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
You? Yeah.
My brother and I have had a lot of talks about this because he too was like sort of emotional the other day. And he was like, men can have feelings too. He's like, we are just as emotional as women.
We've just been trained not to show it.
But society has told us that we should not show it. He's like, so if I had kids, because he doesn't, but he's like, if I had kids, I wouldn't be like, man up, be a boy, don't cry. He's like, I would never say that to my son because I would want him to feel just as comfortable crying as my daughter.
Oh. I mean,
like you don't ever say to a girl, man up, don't cry.
Oh.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, I know. And my brother would totally get along.
I tell my 4-year-old, I give him 5 seconds. Like, 5 seconds to cry it out, and then you're done.
Yeah, you time his emotion.
I do, yeah.
Oh, see, I think that's going to come back and infect him later in life.
He's like, he's like really crying. I got 5 seconds.
He's like freaking out. He's like, when do I have 5 seconds to freak out? Because after 5 seconds, like, I got to get it together.
That's interesting. It's an interesting parenting technique.
Well, it's just like, all right, I know you're crying. It's okay. You
but
can't stop it right away.
A pain cry or like a feelings cry?
No, it's like a feelings cry whenever he's mad about something.
I searched for the cry for 2 months after my dog died.
You did.
And I really wanted to because I felt like there was just like sometimes in your throat there'll be like just a little something. Like you can breathe, you can swallow, but you feel it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like mm-hmm. It just won't. Yes. I felt like that in my heart with my dog. And I was like, I just need to cry and like wash that a bit away. And Coco finally got me.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned on the show a couple days ago, I went and spread my dog's ashes out in the backyard of my last house. And so that was a hard thing for me to even go do. I kept putting it off. And I was like, eh. And it was raining and it was bleh. But I did it and it's done. And so, but I was glad that I was able to kind of have emotion. I'm just searching for that scale, man. My thing is, if I can get sadder, I can get happier. I would like to be happier in life.
And in order to do that, you got to get sadder.
I have to open up the numbers there.
That's crazy because you've never done that your whole life.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, it's a big step. And you started with Coco, so that's good.
Coco.
What a good movie, right?
Remember me. Remember me.
Oh, it's good stuff.
It was just a lot. It was like my grandma reminded me of her when he's singing to his grandma. It was all the things.
Probably reminded you of me too, huh?
No, none.
Oh, okay.
Like I was raised by all women.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about, I have very, my sensibilities are that with a stereotypical female. Meaning I don't think it's fair to have some of them.
Yeah.
I'm quite sensitive.
Yes, you are.
But yeah. Are we good?
We're good.
So people can hear this?
Yeah, we're good.
Post-show, pre-show on the way. Amy, anything you want to say? We got about 1 minute.
Oh, yeah. I just hope everybody has a great day. And if you have to have a breakdown, break down. Because you'll be better for it. Don't hold it in.
If you're feeling super emotional, be super emotional. Wise man said that on American Idol last year.
Yep, that's right. I remember
that. Right.
That wise man was me. And I feel that way. If you're feeling something, be it.
Oh, hey, Bones, I wanted to tell you real quick. The shoes that you got me, the Forrest Gump shoes, probably the most comfortable shoes I've ever gotten.
I told you.
Ever.
They're amazingly comfortable.
Ever.
Yep.
I was telling my wife yesterday, it's like walking on a cloud.
They're
amazing.
Amazingly comfortable. And they're so old school that you would go, I bet they're not comfortable.
Yeah.
But they're one of my favorite pair of shoes.
Thanks, dude. And I got a little black mark on them yesterday, and I was like, ooh, I freaked out.
Check these out. So I know New Balance are kind of uncle shoes, but I like they're comfortable to wear, New Balance. But I have these red velvet New Balance.
Those are nice.
Those are kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, they're nice.
Morgan, number two, what do you think about these shoes? Think they're dorky? They're on the table.
Over there.
They look like red velvet cake.
You think those aren't dorky. Those are cool.
All right.
New Balance is retro.
Amy, go ahead.
I thought New Balance were still like frat boy. Like, they're cool.
I don't know. I was never a frat boy or even hung out with frat. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's back when I was.
Oh, wow. Amy, that was a long time.
But I mean, I thought they just.
Oh, boy.
I thought they just stayed that way. Like,
Amy,
they're still cool.
Your
they're
frat
not
boys
uncle.
Are like 35 now.
Yeah. They're uncles.
40.
40.
Okay.
You know, I'm just trying to stay young.
As a forever young. I want to be forever young. When are you getting back in the studio? Do you know, Amy?
Am I on delay?
Yeah, you are.
I'll be back in the studio with y'all Monday. My sister's coming back this weekend, so we'll switch, and she'll take over next week, and then figure out the rest.
All right. Well, here we go. On with today's show. Amy, you want to take it home?
Oh, yeah. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across. across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome, everybody. I mean, the studio, it's like we're losing people constantly because Lunchbox is gone. Amy is here with us, but she's not in the same room. She's in Texas because her dad's still in the hospital. But it's just me and Eddie and Morgan number two, basically.
Yeah, it's just us.
Dropping like flies.
Yeah. Morning studio!
Morning!
Morning.
Yeah. Meet everyone in that one.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
come on, guys.
It's getting quieter here.
What?
You know, yesterday we were talking about oven mitts and how I was shocked that people even wash oven mitts. Now, I don't have oven mitts because I don't, what do I use in the oven? You know, my bare hands
cookies
if I need it. You know, right. Look at me. But here is Carrie in Virginia. Hey, Carrie.
Hello.
You heard us talking about oven mitts, and I was shocked that anyone would wash oven mitts.
Oh, yeah. You have to wash your oven mitts and your pot holders because otherwise you get food crusties all over them and they get funky.
Now, logically, I completely agree. That's the logical step. I just never thought about it. Like, I don't have oven mitts. I don't do a lot of baking or cooking. And my mom never washed the oven mitts. It just, back when life was simpler.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to...
When things were less automatic.
Yeah.
Look
at you.
Well, we didn't care about germs back then.
No, man. You used to sit... There were no seat belts.
No.
You'd climb up in that back compartment in the back seat.
Yep.
And just chill.
Or in the tailgate. Just ride all over town in the tailgate.
Yeah, that's true, too. No seat belts.
No.
To think about getting in a car and not putting a seat belt on now is crazy. Like, I get in... If I just sit, if I'm going to go take a call... In my car, for some reason, I'll put my seatbelt on, even if I have no plans to move.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to go forever with no seatbelts. Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 24. Is seatbelts, has that always been a thing in your life?
Yeah, I don't ever remember not wearing one.
It was a bit controversial when they started to say it's the law to put on seatbelts.
Oh, I remember my dad saying, you're going to make me put my seatbelt on?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad.
Do you remember that at all, Carrie, or are we crazy?
No, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
Look at you with your seatbelts and your oven mitts, Carrie.
Yeah.
Just changing the world. Yep. What are you doing this morning?
I'm driving to work.
Yeah, what kind of job you have?
I work for emergency management.
She works for an oven mitt company, and this is all just a ploy.
All they do is wash them.
I work for the oven mitts, yep.
Yeah, you like your job or no?
I love my job.
Really? Even early in the morning, huh?
I actually usually work at midnight. I'm in training this week.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, I really appreciate you calling the show this and adding your input here on the oven mitt controversy.
Well, hey, thank you for what you guys do. You give us a laugh every day.
Where do you live in Virginia?
In Hanover.
Oh, I used to summer there.
Really?
No, I never actually.
As in you used to work there?
Yeah, I used to work, yeah.
She knows.
They're catching me. All right, hey, Virginia, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Or Carrie, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you
All
too.
All right, bye-bye. There we go. How about that? Aim?
Yep.
Wash your oven mitts or no?
Yes, I do.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell you that. I don't know if you hear me.
Well, she was talking.
Oh.
And here's the thing. You can't hear callers where you are. So why would I have you up whenever a caller's talking?
I know. It totally makes sense. But I mean, I don't know if I'm up or down. So I'm like, dude, I wash my oven mitts.
Hey, no reason to get sassy. By the way, if you're just listening, like Amy's literally not in the same room with us. She is in Austin, Texas. And we have the technology to be able to. Most of the time, it's me who's gone doing the show like this. And you can't really tell. But Amy, for some reason, our board is so old, Amy can't hear callers. So when a caller's talking, I just turn Amy down because then she'll try to talk over to them. And so then she gets sassy, like right there.
And mm-hmm.
here, it's very funny.
There we go. Okay, on the show, and we're ready to go. It's a Wednesday. Oh, it's a Wednesday. Wednesday.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Middle of the week.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wednesday.
Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
Alabama college student Walter Carr had a car. It broke down on him the night before he was supposed to start a new job at Bellhop's Moving Company. So he walked 20 miles from Homewood to Pelham, Alabama at night in the dark. He made it to Pelham at 4 a.m. So Bellhop's has a CEO named Luke Marklin. He drove in. And he says, hey, I'm going to come and thank you because I heard you walk 20 miles. But then he got there and said, hey, I actually brought you a car. And
what?
Gave him a barely driven 2014 Ford Escape. He said anyone that's going to walk 20 miles to work is obviously dedicated to doing the work, and hooked him up with a car.
That's amazing.
So to Walter Carr, who did the walking, and to the Bellhop CEO, Luke Marklin,
who came into town just to meet this kid because he had heard about this and gave him the car. Like, to all you guys, I love it. I love that. That's a good story. Thank you very much. And that's ICU. Over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in the Houston, Texas area. They caught that serial killer after a manhunt. Officials said it's great news. He's finally off the streets. In Washington, D.C., baseball's All-Star game was last night. The American League beat the National League 8-6. And finally, congrats to Lunchbox, him and his wife. Their baby was born yesterday evening.
So remember, yesterday we were talking about those nap stores in New York. Hey, Kristen in Wisconsin, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Really good. What would you like to say?
Well, I heard the segment about the nap store in New York City. I just wanted to let you know that that exists in the Atlanta airport in Terminal B. It's a mini suite. And it has a day bed in it, a TV, a computer, and the day bed fits two people. And it's about $60 an hour. It was wonderful. I used it probably about 4 years ago.
Okay, here's my scenario, right? I'm tired. I'm in, let's say, the Atlanta airport, like Kristen's talking about here. And I'm like, I got to get a nap. My flight's been delayed. $60 an hour, I go in, I lay down, I go to sleep. Which, by the way, that's a lot of hour. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I go to sleep, and all of a sudden I wake up accidentally 4 hours later.
Oh.
And now all of a sudden I owe $240.
Yeah, and you missed your flight.
it's just a whole thing. And also, I don't know about sleep. I have trouble sleeping in hotels, too. Just because I'm on the same sheets. And do they even remove the pillowcases every time? No, they don't. So.
You know that for a fact? Oh, now I'm going to start thinking about that. Why'd you do that?
What do you think about that, Kristen? Like hotels?
Oh, the hotels are, yeah, I try not to think about that at all. But this mini suite was all leather, and it did have a protective pillowcase just like a hotel, but I didn't sleep. It was just to get away from, like, all of the people and just kind of decompress for 4 hours and surf on the computer. And so, yeah, it was just a little bit of a downtime. But
I like it that you still call it surfing the web. I haven't called it surfing the web in a long time because that used to be the thing. You go surf the web.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm 50.
Okay. We all hold on to the terms that were cool when we thought we were cool.
Right.
For example, I was talking to someone in London, England, because they're doing a radio show. And they're like, hey, I'm like a mentor to radio people. And we were talking about something. They were like, oh, America, you guys have guns. Everybody has guns, right? And you all say awesome all the time. Like, that's what we're known for.
We
guns
hang on to awesome.
And the word awesome.
That's awesome.
Because I don't know that 22-year-olds say awesome.
I guess
as
not.
Much. Morgan, number two, you're 24. Do you say awesome?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You're a little behind, though. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, Kristen, you have a good day today? Everything went good so far?
It is. I'm almost to work, and can I shout out to the military? My son is 24, stationed in Hungary, and I just wanted to wish everybody a safe return from the deployment.
All right, well, that's awesome. Of course you can shout that out. And I appreciate what he does, and thanks for calling and listening to the show, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for adding to the conversation here.
Yeah, have a great day.
All right, see you later. Look at that.
Yeah, and you just said awesome, too.
I appreciate you.
Yo! Huh?
You just said awesome.
Well, how awesome of me.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
I saw this story this morning. A California woman shared video of her using her mom voice to order a bear to leave because the bear was snooping around.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, go! Go away!
And then the bear turned around and left the property.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, a porch-invading bear. She posted a video on Facebook showing a black bear starting to climb the steps in her home. And then she does this.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, go! Go away!
Bear just trying to eat.
Yeah, that's a good mom voice, though.
It had to be a combination of the voice, but also the hitting.
Hmm.
And also, if you don't show fear, then they go, I wonder why they're not showing fear. They must not be fearful. There's a reason for that. I should probably turn away.
Yeah, because that sounded like she meant business, not fear.
A lottery winner did not mean to buy the $250,000 ticket. A South Carolina woman won $250,000 from a scratch-off and said she bought it because the clerk messed up. The Greenville woman said she was at the Red Robin Foods in Greenville County when the clerk mistakenly handed her the wrong scratch-off ticket. And she won $250,000.
Do you cut in the clerk? It was the clerk's mess up. It wasn't like the clerk did something out of the goodness of their
Maybe
heart.
Maybe a little something. Yeah.
But why?
Just because, like, to be nice.
But why? Like, why?
Well, I mean, you weren't going to win it without her anyway.
What if the other ticket she was going to give you there would have been $1 million? You just Ooh. Didn't know.
Ooh, that's a good point, but you'll never know.
Yeah, and what do you cut her in for?
Just you know, a
like
little.
What? Like what?
How much was it again?
Well, it was $250,000, but after taxes, probably like $130,000.
Go percentage,
okay,
Jamie.
Give her $1,000.
Okay, oh. That's good. Listen, I'm not even arguing with you. I just wondered what your logic was, you know, as to why you would cut her in. Eddie, would you cut her in?
Yeah, I would, for sure. 10%.
10%?
Yeah.
So $13,000?
Sure, absolutely.
You're lying. There's no way.
Yes, I would.
You're lying.
Eddie.
You're lying,
yeah,
Eddie.
Right.
See, you just lie. See, you came into a segment because you lie.
Come on.
No, you lie. Yeah, I'd break her off a little something, but it wouldn't be $13,000.
It wouldn't?
No. She didn't do anything except mess up.
Yeah, it was her mess up. She was part of the plan.
I'd be like Amy. I'd probably give her something like that.
$1,000?
Yeah. Not $13,000.
That's rude, guys. Come on.
Yeah, you're so good.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Morgan number two filling in for Amy. Blake Shelton released Turning Me On as the latest single from his album, Texacoma Shore.
She's turning me on, turning me on.
Thomas Rhett is hard at work on his next album, and there may be some collaborations. He spent a week writing with OneRepublic's Ryan Tedder and Charlie Puth. Granger Smith is releasing a humor book on August 21st called If Your City, If Your Country, and it's featuring his alter ego, Earl Dibbles Jr.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Over to Morgan number two, who's filling in today. Morgan number two, give us some good news.
So retired Dr. Hank Odens was on a bike ride when he saw a semi-truck swerve off the road, and the driver had a heart attack.
Oh!
So him and two other men pulled him from the semi, started performing CPR, and they were able to keep him stable until paramedics showed up and ended up saving his life. And now he's recovering.
How lucky for this 18-wheeler driver.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a term that I'm not supposed to say? Is it like custodian?
No, it's driver, truck driver, right?
How lucky for this truck driver that there was a doctor.
Yeah.
Wow.
That saw him swerve off the road. And how about that you have a heart attack while you're driving?
Mm.
That's crazy. So they saved him, huh?
Yeah, right place, right time, I guess.
Wow. A lot of people would say that about me.
Well, your life?
Was it the right place, the right time, man? Yeah. Well, there you go. That's good news.
Bobby Bones.
Eddie's going to handle the bonehead today. It's your big shot.
It's a lot of pressure. I don't want to let him down.
Anything you want to say to Eddie, Amy?
Own it, and let's get... I want to hear the city with passion.
Okay.
Don't do an impression of Lunchbox.
I won't.
Here we go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This one comes to you from Prince George County, Maryland. A man needed some cash. He was so desperate that he stole a backhoe. You know what that is? It's a big tractor. He drove it 5 miles down the road to an ATM, smashed the ATM over and over and over. It was all caught in surveillance. He didn't get any money, though.
Yeah, those ATMs are so strong that people have driven cars into them at full speed, and they can't break them.
He got no cash out of it. However, he did make $10,000 worth of damage on that machine, so.
Wow.
It's not very good.
He drove a backhoe how far?
5 miles down the road.
That takes a while.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you're probably not doing over 15 miles an hour.
No, he was in turtle. He didn't hit rabbit.
Amy, those are the gear shifts. On the shift, it tells you you're a turtle or rabbit. Are you familiar? Have you driven tractor, Amy?
No, I haven't, but
it's two
speeds. That makes sense.
Yeah. Turtle and rabbit.
All right, well, there's your bonehead. Thanks, Eddie.
Yeah, no problem.
Nice job.
Yeah.
BobbyBones.com.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends. It's a puzzle game. Morgan number 2, aka Web Girl Morgan, aka Web Girl Morgan number 2, loves it as well. So there we have it. Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Experts say this is a surefire trick that will help you make you fall asleep faster. I always like to sleep stuff because I have trouble sleeping. Just close your eyes and visualize your childhood home. Take yourself through the hallways, into each room. Think about the pictures on the wall, the backyard, your parents coming home from work, etc. People will fall asleep 2 to 5 minutes faster when thinking about their childhood. Why does it work? Wow. Apparently it distracts you, and that's the key to falling asleep, period, is to not be focused on something or have something in the background. You keep drawing your attention back to it. And so your most vivid memories are usually from your childhood. And that's how you fall asleep. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
I have
to try it out.
For the most part, not been sleeping with my TV on, which is a big deal for me. Like, I've shifted a bit. My whole life I slept with the TV on because I never had a bedroom growing up. So I slept in the living room my whole life, which meant the TV was always on. So I'm most comfortable with the television on. And I don't think I ever didn't sleep with the TV on for 15 years. And so I started trying these little tricks. And so occasionally I'll leave it on, but I've been sleeping without the TV on. And I sleep so much harder without it on. It's just hard for me to fall asleep. I have to just get myself, Amy, to the point of exhaustion and then just fall asleep like, bleh.
Yeah.
I was trying to visualize my childhood home.
Didn't work?
Mm-mm. Just now. I was trying just now.
Oh, right now. Yeah. Don't fall asleep now.
You don't want to do it right now.
Right in this segment. Oh, all right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's your never gonna get it here. 60% of women say they're more attracted to a man when he's holding this in his profile picture. Okay, so on Facebook, 60% of women say if a man's holding this, they're more attracted to him.
It could be so many things.
It could be so many things. I've tried them all, too. Lunchbox is not here, so hey, Morgan number 2, do you know the answer or no?
I think so.
But you don't know it, no. You're
no.
just guessing. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
You can spoil it. What is the answer?
A dog.
A dog. Show me a dog. No.
All right.
Oh.
Call us, 877-77-BOBBY. Take a guess. If you get it right, we'll send you an autographed book of my new book, Fail Until You Don't. 60% of women say they're likely more attracted to a man holding this in the profile picture. If you are just waking up, Lunchbox had his baby yesterday. I guess more of in the evening.
Yeah, last night.
He was predicting on the show it would be by noon. And then he would just disappear for hours at a time. And
yep.
By the way, we were all following along on Twitter, too.
Correct.
Just like the listeners. He didn't want any of us at the hospital, so nobody was. So as you guys knew, honestly, that's how we knew, too, just following his Twitter account.
Yeah, all day yesterday, I hit refresh, 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 just like everyone else.
And people were texting me going, what do you really know? And I said, hey, just look at his Twitter. Like, nobody's up there. I think his family got to town.
Yeah.
And that was all happening. So Lunchbox has the baby. No one knows if it's a boy or a girl yet. That gender reveal will happen at in 42 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I didn't know if that's how it was going to. I didn't know there was a gender reveal planned, and that's amazing. I'm so excited. I've been waiting.
The crazy thing is that like nobody is on the same page on the show right now because Amy's in Texas in a studio. Her dad's sick and he's in the hospital. Lunchbox is in the hospital and not here because he just had a baby. I don't even know where Eddie is.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I know.
But in my head,
you kind of stumbled in. We're all on like these different pages, so. Yeah, we're trying to get this thing together. But yeah, we gotta do this, you know, never gonna get it. But that's what's happening. 40-ish minutes or so, we'll do the gender reveal. I believe Lunchbox will be on. Yes, Amy, go ahead.
Well, I just didn't know how. I'm so excited. How are we gonna do it, you know? I mean, it's radio. We can't, like, open a box and have
We actually are doing that, but that's more to come.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't tell us, the non-radio radio show, what we can and can't do with radio.
Oh, well, I mean, it's just so visual when you do it like that. And our listeners are in their cars
it's
and stuff.
It's very visual, but we do visual things.
Okay.
It doesn't make a lot of sense how we do this show. I'm only going to hold the sock up and not say, I'm like, here it is!
Yeah! And then we just celebrate.
Yeah. Okay, never going to get it. Almost 60% of women say they're more attracted to a guy holding this in their profile picture? So we had some guesses. Let's go to Blake in Louisiana. Blake, what do you think, bud?
I think a musical instrument.
A musical instrument. That is not it. No. Hey, like Mandy in Massachusetts, what do you think?
Is it a baby?
It's not a baby.
Ooh, that's what I had, but I had another one.
What's yours, Eddie? Your other one?
Lollipop.
Okay.
What?
Well, that was my alternate.
Lollipop?
I had baby first, though.
Mm. Me too.
The answer is 60% of women say they're more attracted to a man if they're holding a fish.
Really?
Oh, yeah, like you just went fishing.
Yeah.
Huh.
There it like is. Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
That's a good example, Amy.
So here's what we're going to do. Because Morgan number two, you don't know the gender of Lunchbox's baby.
No, I don't.
Huh.
Do
okay.
you?
Okay,
who
okay.
does?
Amy, do you know?
No.
One of our listeners got on Facebook yesterday and made an observation that because Lunchbox hashtagged baby box in blue, it meant it's a boy.
Oh.
How do you hashtag something in a color?
You don't. Everything's in blue.
Oh, it's already like that.
Okay, duh.
Yeah. But then listeners started going, oh, that's it. So, what do we think? If you don't know, what's your guess? Because we'll reveal, coming up at 37 minutes or so. Go ahead, Amy.
It's a girl.
Amy guesses girl. Okay. Yeah. Morgan, number two?
I'm going to go with a boy.
A boy, ooh. Hey, Raymundo, do you know what the sex of the baby is?
No idea.
Okay, your guess?
Gotta go with girl.
A girl. I've got to remove myself from this.
You know?
I do. I can't lie and act. One, I can't act. What the crap? I have to remove myself.
You have a SAG card.
I know. I do. I was going to play it up and act like I don't, but I do. So I'm going to take myself out of it. So we have two.
Eddie, do you know?
What do you want me to do, folks?
You know.
I'll take myself out of it, too. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I may drop a hint. If hashtag baby box trends on Twitter, I may drop a hint early.
Okay. I like that.
So hashtag baby box on Twitter. Coming up next half hour or so, we'll do it. Hey, Raymundo, do you know the process, what we're going to do?
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
There was a box sent up here with the gender, and you're going to open that up, and then that's how you're going to see the gender.
Okay, so it's a gender reveal on the air.
Yeah.
In 35 minutes or so.
Woohoo!
Okay, good. Everybody feel good about this? Eddie has, he's pulled from the internet his top 5 tweets from yesterday. Now, what capacity? Are these us tweeting?
Yeah, it's us as we were waiting for the baby to come.
We were waiting too on Twitter.
Yeah.
We weren't at the hospital.
So I think everyone on the show kind of just would make funny jokes about what they were going through or what they thought about the baby happening.
Okay, number 5 in your list of funny tweets, Eddie.
All right, the first one is me. Number 5. I said, Lunchbox, the baby better come out looking like some kind of fruit or vegetable or I'm going to feel like you've been lying to us on the baby box updates.
Correct. I thought so, too. That's a good one. I thought that should have been number 1.
Thank you.
Put all the emoji hashtags.
I did.
And stuff. And I did think, too, that he's been describing it as fruits and vegetables the whole time. What if they name it like corn on the cob box?
Ooh, pineapple box.
Yeah.
Right? Corn on the cob.
All right, number 4, Eddie.
Number 4, Morgan number 2 tweets, my theory, baby box has arrived, but lunchbox has passed out during the delivery, so can't give us an update.
Oh, there you go. That's good. There it is. Good. All right.
Number 3, Raymundo tweeted, baby box has confirmed he or she will box Morgan number 2. Oh,
okay. Hilarious.
Thank you. Got him.
I didn't see that one, but hilarious. Because
it's so funny.
The whole story of that was Lunchbox is talking smack about how good of a boxer he is. Morgan number 2 says, I used to box, and challenged him, and then he goes, no. Then it was a whole dramatic bit. And he said, oh, I'm not going to hit a girl, but I can beat you up. But that was funny. That's a good one. Number 2,
Raymundo again tweets, 2 things that went viral this year, Yodel Boy and Baby Box. Just missing the cut, Lunchbox.
Yeah. His baby went viral before he did.
Raymundo was on fire yesterday.
All right, hashtag Baby Box. And number 1, Eddie.
Bobby tweets, my theory is that the baby is crawling towards the outside air right now. LB has been MIA for too long. Bring on the baby!
I think that was that funny, and that was me.
That was a good one. That was a good. I like
was
that
it?
One. Yeah,
wait,
I like that.
I don't
one.
Get. Wait, what? What?
Well, my
sorry.
It really wasn't that funny. My prediction was the baby was like just crawling through the womb, trying to get out, because it was so slow. But I didn't really think that was a joke. I was just like, my prediction is the baby's.
Oh, it's more like an observation.
Oh, I thought it was a funny joke.
Oh, man, maybe.
Hey, you made number 1 on my list.
It actually was the least funny of them all. But thank you very much. Yeah, I just lunchbox.
That's a real knee slapper.
He hey, hater.
Ain't me.
You have a little haterade this morning? Get your little drink.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of Eddie because I don't know if I get it. Maybe I should make fun of me.
There's nothing to get. I just figured because Lunchbox had disappeared that the baby was crawling out of Lunchbox's wife. Like,
yeah. And guys, it's my list, so get over it.
Oh, yes. My bad.
Man.
Good point. All right, I'm reading. Lunchbox has sent in a box, and I'm supposed to open the box on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox, we're doing a gender reveal coming up in just a couple minutes, so that's happening. That being said, we're going to go over to Morgan number two with that skinny first, filling in for Amy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Eric Church released a pretty epic video for his single Desperate Man. He's directing a mission throughout the video, doing some questionable things, all to put together his records illegally.
I don't understand. What?
So, you've seen the movie American Made, he essentially is doing these kind of criminal acts, and the whole point of it is so he can put together his records, and they're acting like it's illegal for him to do that. It's kind of cool.
I still don't really understand.
In American Made, he's a drug smuggler, so I don't know if that's part of it.
Yeah, so they're dropping records.
So he's raising money, doing bad things.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't understand the story, but the video's cool, you're saying?
Yeah, it's really cool, and he's a pretty good actor in it. So.
Amy, do you understand the story?
I mean, I don't know the movie, so I think if we knew the movie, we'd better understand.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not alone here and being dumb. Okay,
you're not alone.
All right, thank you. Because you are not alone. Ain't it funny? All right, what about Thomas Rhett?
Thomas Rhett, he's hard at work on his next album, and he may be hinting at some collaborations. He spent a week writing with OneRepublic's Ryan Tedder and Charlie Puth.
Current song from Thomas Rhett called Life Changes. What else?
Kit Moore shared that some of his fans have been getting tattoos of the number of shows of his that they've seen.
Wow, really? So they go to a show and they give themselves a tally mark or what?
Yeah, like one of them shared a 75 tattoo with Kit Moore. That's how many shows they've been to.
That's crazy.
75 shows. That's crazy. Wow. Now there you have it.
I'm Morgan number two, and that's The Skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This little girl, she's a third grader. She started choking on a piece of candy as she was holding her mom's hand at a theater. And so the mom panicked and started screaming, was like, can anybody help me? And luckily there was an off-duty police officer right there. They heard the screaming, did the Heimlich maneuver, and then the cop readjusted her and started hitting her with the bottom of his palm into like that spot in between the shoulder blades. 10 times in a row, nothing, nothing, nothing. And then on the 11th time, poof, it popped out.
Oh, wow.
I bet you time stood still for that mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie, you worry about that with your kids?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, now they're a little older, so not so much. But yeah, I worried a lot with like Legos and little things that they had. Fidget spinners. I was reading stories about those things getting stuck in people's mouths.
How do you eat a fidget spinner?
The bearing part comes out of it.
Oh.
And just, yeah, you worry about that stuff when you have kids.
Amy, what about you? So when your kids come from the orphanage in Haiti, and even with just food...
Yeah.
Did you think like they're
am I bad? Because like I don't worry about it. Like Eddie was saying, absolutely I worry about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I literally don't think I've ever worried about it. Like I guess I guess maybe I should.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's not nothing's gonna happen. But it obviously could happen to anybody. But
you're not worried about it.
As of right now, I'm not worried.
There you go. There you have it. Well, that's Tell Me Something Good. I did like that story. Thank you very much.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Well, I mean, this is probably the biggest baby box update of all time.
Baby box update.
There's a box coming in the studio right now that Lunchbox has sent to the building. And I'm supposed to open the box. And inside the box will be what? The baby? Is the baby in the box?
I hope not.
Okay.
He sent the baby.
I sent you a little treat.
Now it's yours.
By the way, if you're just waking up, Lunchbox and his wife had the baby yesterday. And he's also, there's a note on the box.
Okay, what's it say?
Well, There's always something with that guy, right?
I wonder if it's legible. Always something
There's
with
always
that guy.
Always something with that always. Guy. We cannot be happier for him. Hashtag baby box. He had the baby 6 weeks early, by the way. The real irony was we were on the show talking about the baby, and what if it came early? No way that's happening. He gets called like 10 minutes later, goes to the hospital during the show, says it's a false alarm. Next thing you know, we got him and his wife on the air, and they're like, it ain't a false alarm.
Yeah. He was in Vegas having his bachelor party this weekend.
Yeah. Well, then, and he was like, well, oh, no. Like, even he was feeling that.
Talk about perfect timing.
Ooh, is it, Amy? It was close.
Okay, I have a note from Lunchbox I would like to read here. Eddie, you read it. It's hard for me to read his writing. Let me see. Go ahead.
You want to read like him?
Yeah.
Bobby, I want you to be the first to know the gender of my baby.
Okay.
But I want to be the one to tell our listeners.
Okay.
So open the box, and he underlined the box,
okay,
and enjoy.
All right. Let's see.
Lunchbox.
Let's see what's happening here. Amy, do you want to see?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Is your computer on?
Oh, your
yeah?
FaceTime, Amy.
Well, yeah. Amy is in Texas because her dad's sick, and so she's in a studio there. I just sent you a FaceTime in. So I'm going to let you see, but he doesn't want us to say.
Correct.
Right? So we can only see but not say.
Oh, boy. What? Just reactions.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I got to turn it down.
There you go. You're all right.
Hey, Amy.
Okay.
Hi.
Just reaction, okay?
Okay, just reaction.
Just
okay,
reaction.
Just reaction.
Here's
reaction.
The box. And then we're going to get Lunchbox on in a second. All right, just the box. Ready? Everybody's looking.
Ready?
Yeah. Morgan number two. Who doesn't know? Everybody doesn't know? All right, here we go. Top of the box is coming off.
Okay, nothing so far. I'll see.
And it is.
Wait!
Okay.
Lunchbox is a dad.
He's a dad. For sure he's a dad. Now, here's the big wrinkle Lunchbox just threw in. Now we
what?
To...
There's two?
What?
What?
Oh, big
Amy,
I don't know.
Amy,
I was thinking
relax.
Big,
there's
big
not
wrinkle.
Two.
Oh, I meant what if, like, sometimes they don't know there's a twin.
Now.
My goodness.
Okay, no, there's not two.
My goodness.
There's not two babies. Okay. We have to get Lunchbox on the phone. So hold on a minute, because he wants to say, we've seen, he wanted us to see first,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then he wants to say. He's on the phone right now. New dad. Clap your hands for Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah,
there he is, there he is, there he is.
Yeah.
Come on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Now, are you at the hospital or are you at your house?
Well, I'm at the hospital.
Did you sleep at the hospital last night?
Oh, yeah, slept on this wonderful couch.
Are you still asleep?
What's up, buddy? You tired?
Oh, man. Well, I mean...
Hey, sit up.
You got clothes on?
Yeah.
What do you mean, do I have clothes on? Yeah, I got clothes on. I got the same clothes on I had yesterday on.
Hey, si, are you laying on the phone as you're talking there, buddy?
No, I'm sitting up on the couch.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so you're sitting up. You sound tired.
Been a long time.
What happened last night?
Well, yesterday, I mean, they said, oh, she's ready to go. Like, what they say is at 10 centimeters, that's when you're ready to go. And that was at 10 a.m. Central Time, and... Boy, it didn't. Baby didn't come out till 5:59 p.m. So it was a long day.
So this whole time, though, you're like, "Come on, baby, come on, baby." You just watching it or what?
Well, you gotta wait for her contractions, and then she pushes, and then when the contraction stops, you stop, and then when the contraction comes back, she pushes and pushes and pushes, and I'm yelling at baby, "Get out of here! Come on, come meet daddy." Get out here, and I'm getting, you know, I'm trying to encourage the baby.
Yeah, of course.
Baby doesn't want to come. So we just had to keep going. But at 5:59 last night, baby finally said, all right, here I am. What up?
Lunchbox is on the phone with us. He's at the hospital. Had a baby at 5:59 p.m. last night. By the way, your baby shares the same birthday as Luke Bryan.
I know. My mom was so excited about that.
She does love Luke Bryan.
I said, Mom, guess what? If the baby is born today, it'll share a birthday with Luke Bryan. She goes, my Luke Bryan?
So did you watch the baby come out?
I watched the baby come out.
Oh, my goodness.
And what'd you think about it?
It's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible to see the baby, the first moments of life on Earth. It was crazy. Like, it's... I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's a... unreal feeling. Unreal to see it.
Is she healthy? Is the baby healthy?
She is healthy. The baby is healthy. The baby will be in the NICU, which is the neonatal intensive care unit, for at least a week. Because of being so early, the lungs aren't developed all the way. But from what they said it looks pretty healthy. But they just have to monitor it and give it some oxygen a little bit to help it fully strengthen the lungs.
Does that make you nervous, or are you pretty confident because of the doctors? Like, how do you feel about that?
I was nervous when the water breaks 6 weeks early, but after talking to the doctors and them going over everything, I feel 100% confident because they said the baby looks great for being 6 weeks early. So I have to take the doctor's word, and they got great nurses and doctors down there. So I'm pretty confident.
Would you expect any less than your baby looking great?
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying is my baby coming out, I knew it was going to be an awesome baby because I'm the daddy.
Yeah, of course.
And so I knew that maybe going to come out and be like, yo, don't worry about it. I'll be over here in the NICU for a week and then we'll head home.
Lunchbox is on the phone right now. He had a baby 6 p.m. basically last night. First baby. Lunchbox is about to be 37 years old. Lunchbox known as the wild man on our show for years. The guy's crazy. Guy's out doing all the stuff. So it's crazy he's a dad now. And it is time for the gender reveal. I'm sure we have a lot of other questions too, but we don't want to keep you all morning. We know you're tired. But are you ready for the drum roll, Lunchbox?
Oh, I'm ready for the drum roll. Hit it.
The drum is now rolling. I don't know if you can hear it on the phone. And I'm just going to put it over to you and let you do all the reveal, whatever you want to say, the speech you want to give. And now, hashtag baby box will be revealed.
So yesterday at 5:59 p.m. Central Time, baby comes out and the doctor doesn't even know what the gender is. The doctor doesn't even say. The doctor grabs the baby, lays it on my wife, and my wife and I hold the baby, kind of touch the baby, and then we look, and baby box is a boy!
Yeah! It's a boy!
Yeah!
Woo!
It's a
boy! Boy!
Boy!
Ah, look at that. Hey, hand me that box. This is for everybody watching the show. This is the onesie. It's a blue onesie. And it says, happy little guy. And Lunchbox is having, he had a little boy.
Yeah, Lunchbox.
There it is. Look at this guy right here.
You did it.
You did it. You made a boy.
Hey, ladies, look out, because baby box is coming.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
What's the plan for today, Lunchbox?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know what we do. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know what we do. I guess we just hang out here because my wife is still recovering, and we go down and sit in the NICU, I guess, and see the baby every once in a while. I did get to hold it yesterday, which is pretty awesome. At first, I didn't get to hold it because they had to make sure it was okay. So there's like NICU nurses in there, my doctor, all that, or my wife's doctor. I don't know what you call it. I got to cut the cord, and they took it right over to this like table, and the NICU nurses work on him and make sure he's breathing okay, everything. And they said he was so healthy. At first, they thought they were just going to rush him to the NICU, but he was doing so well that my wife actually got to hold him. And so that was really cool because she was really upset that she wasn't going to be able to hold him, but she got to hold him for maybe a minute. And then they said, okay, now we have to take him to the NICU. And so then I walked down the hall with him, and man, my mom and dad and my in-laws and my sister-in-law are waiting at the. I texted them. I said, we're coming, because they didn't know if it was a boy or girl either. So they were down at the end of the hall. And and I just got the announcement. I got to announce that we had a boy, and it's pretty cool. And then today, I mean, I guess we just hang around and see him and go and just talk to them and watch them in the NICU. I don't know. I really have no idea what we do today.
Well, man, we are happy for you. We're happy to hear that everybody's healthy. Happy to hear you happy.
Yeah, man, it's great. Really exciting. It's awesome. Got that boy. Okay.
He's so happy about that.
Okay, so we'll let you get back to it, like your life and your business right now, because you got a lot going on. But maybe we'll do an update on what's happening with the name tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, they kept saying.
Oh. No, don't reveal it yet. No.
I wasn't going to reveal it. I was going to tease.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I don't know where your mind is, right? Because I know you're emotional and the whole world's changed. And, okay, go ahead. Let's do it. Go ahead.
No, they kept saying, what's the name? I was like, you got to tune in on Thursday.
All right. Hey, bud, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We won't bother you again today, but we're really happy for you, man.
All right,
there he is, Lunchbox. There he is, obviously feeling awesome and emotional and still obnoxious. We wouldn't have it any other way.
No,
there we go.
Beautiful.
There we go. Wow, look at that. The Bobby Bones Show. I was reading a story about macaroni and cheese, because if I see macaroni and cheese in a headline, I usually click it.
Yeah.
And so it is 71% of people use a fork when eating macaroni and cheese. And I read this and I go, what kind of psychopath will use a spoon to eat macaroni and cheese? If anyone on this show uses a spoon to eat mac and cheese,
you're fired.
Yeah, we need to have a talk. I can't believe over a quarter of people use a spoon to eat mac and cheese.
My kids use spoons, but that doesn't count, right?
That's
they're kids.
They don't stab themselves. They're four.
Correct.
Yeah.
Does anyone on this show use a spoon? Oh, Mike D does. Of course, Mike D does. Go ahead.
Because it's like soupy in the cheese soup, so you use a spoon to eat it.
I guess it depends on what kind of mac and cheese you're eating.
Soupy?
That's
like
not
the Kraft mac and cheese.
You're psycho. You're psycho. That's why we call him Psycho Mike. Add it to
is
the
that
list.
In there? Yeah, yep. Write that down.
Quiet Mike, Movie Mike, Psycho Mike, also on the list.
What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah. Mac and cheese is definitely a fork.
Of course it is.
It's not soup.
No.
You need to get someone else different to prepare your mac and cheese then if it's soup. Over to Morgan number two now. Speaking of crazy young kids. Hey, what do 24-year-olds
care about? So actor Josh Lucas, who people may know as Jake Perry from Sweet Home Alabama, shared that he reached out to Reese Witherspoon, basically asking him to do a sequel to Sweet Home Alabama.
So he calls, hey, hey Reese, I've been out of work for a long time.
Oh, man, he hasn't done anything since?
I don't know.
I need money, Reese.
I'm hurting.
Help me out.
Well, we do need a follow-up.
How'd that end? That together or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it. Didn't he take her into the jewelry store and that's the scene where all the diamonds go?
Yeah, that's her original fiance. Yeah.
Oh, that's not who she ended up with?
No.
Oh, sorry.
That's Dr. McDreamy.
Oh, girls.
Oh, wow, guys.
Oh, relax.
Didn't know that.
That's not like I ate macaroni and cheese with a spoon. Relax. Okay, so he's saying do a sequel.
Yeah.
Has he been in anything recently, Morgan number two?
Nothing big that people would know. But, yeah, she's really busy, so I don't know if it'll happen, but I really want it to happen. I love Sweet Home Alabama.
He's like the poor man's Matthew McConaughey, right? Am I right about him?
I don't even know who that is.
Like, they couldn't get McConaughey, so they went, find me a McConaughey lookalike who sounds like him and has the same sensibilities.
Well, I really enjoyed him in that movie.
Yeah, me too. I remember watching it, liking it. But, I mean, I remember thinking, although that's just Matthew McConaughey. McConaughey was just busy.
Matthew must have been booked.
What's his name?
Josh Lucas.
Okay.
Yeah. And you feel good about this.
Yeah, I mean, if it happens, I will probably cry. I would be really happy about that.
By the way, Morgan number two tweeted that she had tears of joy in her eyes talking to Lunchbox. And when she tweeted it, I looked up. There were no tears in her eyes.
Aww. There were. My eyes were watering.
You can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she does it.
They really
These
were.
These 24-year-olds are hyper-dramatic on social.
That's why I don't like LOL. Like, I was sitting right next to you when you wrote LOL. You weren't laughing out loud. Same
to
stuff.
Her?
Yeah, I hate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Don't do that, Morgan number two.
I had tears of joy.
What'd you think of that guy?
Oh, for sure.
Matthew McConaughey.
Cheap version of Matthew McConaughey. Discounted version.
Hey, Morgan number two, thank you for sharing with us today.
Yeah. What do 24-year-olds
care about? Listen to this. A New Orleans Saints football player ripped the door off a car to help save a man trapped inside of a car.
Whoa.
How lucky that you have a Saints football player is there. It's big and strong.
Jeez, like Superman.
So the vehicle plunged four floors from a city parking garage, hits the street. Mitchell Lowen, 25 years old, was one of the handful of bystanders. He sees this. It's from one of those premium parking garages, you know, with the P's. Are you familiar
oh,
with
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
It's not clear what happened, but the driver, boom, still in the driver's seat, lands on the sidewalk. A number of people stood and watched, and he sprung into action, big dude, and ripped the door off. His legs been pinned down. And the dude's like, "Wow."
Wow.
How lucky that someone of abnormal strength was there.
Yes.
When that happened.
Wow, yeah.
And how cool is it for you to think that it's even possible for you to rip that door off?
Well, one, a lot of testosterone. It's someone who does a lot of lifting. Yeah. So you react differently to things. You also have the ability to be strong.
That's cool.
So, yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm watching this video yesterday. I'm on Reddit. And I have the most respect for police officers, firefighters, obviously the military, because they're out risking their lives and saving our lives. And so they're doing these things. And they're doing these things because we don't have the cojones to do it. And I'm watching these firefighters get called to a fire and they're driving the truck through traffic. It's an amazing... You see the video, anybody? You see the video?
No.
I read it yesterday. And so it shows what a firefighter drives... And he's having to, like, dodge traffic.
Their point of view.
And he's, yes, it's his point of view. And he's having to get into the lane of oncoming traffic.
Interesting.
And he's jumping curbs, like driving over medians just to get that big truck to the fire. And I'm going, not only are they running into buildings, not only, but they're having to drive.
Yeah, go through traffic lights.
Make smart decisions not only about their life, but the other lives around them. Split second. It was amazing to see. I watched that, so I wanted to shout out to first responders because, you know, here's the thing. People don't think about you until they need you. So I'm trying to think about you before I need you.
Yeah. Because you're going to need you.
Good stuff.
You're going to need a police officer. You're going to be like, help me. By the way, I was watching this news story about a guy playing pickup basketball, and he got fouled too hard, so he called the cops.
Oh, nice.
And the cops came to the gym. They were like, what? Is this a joke? And he's like, no, I got fouled too hard.
Elbow to the rib.
Yeah.
It's a flagrant.
What if you're a police officer, and you could be out doing real things, at least having a presence somewhere to keep things from happening.
That's pretty dumb.
You get a call. I didn't even get my plus my one and one.
They didn't even let me shoot the free throw.
I didn't even get the free throw, man. So, yeah, all of that. Much respect to all our police officer friends listening out there, all our firefighter friends, all our military friends, anybody that's out there risking their lives to help others. Like the most respect I could possibly give is coming from my mouth into this microphone right now. Yeah, so people are asking us, hey, when's Lunchbox coming back to the show? I don't know. The thing about this show is this. We have all been friends before we hopped into this radio thing together. Like, just as a rewind, I started doing this show by myself as an idiot kid. And they gave me no money and pay me any money and they didn't pay me to have any co-hosts. And so what do? You call your friends for help. And so my friends just started helping. I met Lunchbox out at a bar. Met Amy at a Culver's, which is a restaurant. And we all became friends and hired them cheap. I ain't cheating anymore. But so when Amy, you know, like Amy's with her dad, I'm like, hey, go away. You take your human stuff, do human stuff. Same thing when she got her kids. It was like, go away. Just let us know when you need to come back. Same thing with Lunchbox. Like, it's go handle your business, and then you're not any good to us unless you're good in your real life.
Mm.
So there is no answer on when Lunchbox comes back. It's whenever he feels like he can come back. You know, when Amy got the kids, and Amy's adopted two kids from Haiti, and they've been here for basically 7 months now.
Yeah.
I told Amy, hey, I don't know if you're ever coming back, and no pressure to come back. So I think that's kind of the environment of this show, and I think Amy could speak on that a bit because you just went through something, right?
Yeah. I mean, you just have to feel it out. I didn't know if I would work less or more or what it would look like, or if I was even gonna come back. And I ended up coming back to work more quickly than I thought because the kids started to adjust. They got in school and then I missed you guys. So
yeah, of course.
I came back. Yeah. But you just got to find the balance, get in your groove. And it'll take Lunchbox a little bit to get in the groove.
Yeah, so that's where he is. We found out earlier he's having a boy. So... hashtag baby box. That's a whole thing. So, yeah, there you go. Let's do On This Day in Country Music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
Well, this is one. Today in 1986, after 28 years with Columbia Records, Johnny Cash was dropped from his record label.
Oh.
Yeah.
I regretted that. Him.
Here's the kicker. He learned about the contract cancellation in the newspaper.
Dang.
I fell into a burning ring.
So what happened was, I believe a newspaper writer was in the room and saw it on a desk and then reported it before it was out there.
They did Johnny Cash like that?
Well, They were going to call and tell him, but the reporter saw it first and ran with the story.
I hear the train a coming. It's rolling around the bend.
1960, he signed with Columbia Records.
The sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Yeah, an overzealous reporter from the Tennessean saw the news on the label head's desk during an unrelated interview and broke the story without authorization. So he was there not even to talk about Johnny Cash and saw it and then reported it.
That's kind of journalism etiquette. Like, you don't do stuff like that.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul.
That's today in country music history. 32 years ago today, Johnny Cash got dropped from Columbia Records.
That was
on this day in
country music.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's this woman, Kari Woods, a mom of five. She was at vacation Bible school at her church praying for an 8-year-old girl named Abby who needed a new kidney. And after she found out that she was a match, she thought, you know what? I really feel like the Lord is telling me to give this little girl my kidney. So she did, and the surgery went well, and Abby is now in good health, jumping rope, playing outside, and doing all of that, all because this woman learned about her at Vacation Bible School to pray for her.
Wow.
And she was the answered prayer. Ah!
Wow.
You know? That's I love it.
Yeah, me too. That's a good one. That's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Want to know an easy way to save money? Lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream believes in rewarding consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. The application is 100% online, is a simple and painless process, and you could have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I like this story where it says you stop seeking out new music when you're 30. That's pretty much whenever life takes over and you go into what they call musical paralysis. And you just like what you like, and anything that isn't what you like is, it's not like it used to be. And that seems to set in about 30. Adulting is really the main reason. A job that's demanding or caring for children, so you do less music discovery.
That's so real.
What's that?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying.
What do you think about that, Amy?
I mean, yeah, I see it. Other things take priority, and then you get stuck with what music you loved, and then that's when everything starts to not be good. You're like, they just don't make music like they used to. Because you're not staying relevant. But if you just, you know, dip your toes in and give it a listen, you'd probably like it.
For me, I find myself doing that a bit. I'll hear like some alternative stuff from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll go, oh.
Listen to that.
Like, Oasis. And then I go, stop it. You can't be that person. Because the worst person is the, well, that ain't country person. Because that ain't country person has existed in every single generation, ever. And I've used this example a million times. When Garth comes in, he goes, oh, I was told I wasn't country. It's every generation is told they're not country. So if you're the person going, well, that's not country, well, just jump in line because everybody has said that every generation. Whatever music you think is country, someone said that wasn't country. So if you just look at how all creative, all art, that's how it is.
Yeah.
But I find myself doing that with a bit of the alternative stuff.
Wait till you have kids. The other day I was listening to Tom Petty and I raised it up in the car and I was like, listen, kids, this right here is Tom Petty. Three chords, this song. Listen to that.
Oh, you were talking about
like,
three chords?
Nowadays,
was it Free Fallin'?
It was Free Fallin'. Yeah. Nowadays, these pop singers, they have 10 people writing their songs.
You know, but it's a different deal, man.
I know.
So you're 30, you stop looking for new music. That's a thing. Now, I'm still looking for new music. It's part of my job. I love music. I'm not so much on the break all the new artists kick anymore. There are so many outlets for that. But, you know, I still, like, there are just some artists that you see and you go, oh, they're different. Like, they're special because they're already bringing something. Like, Cassie Ashton is on the Bobbycast this evening. It comes out tonight. And there's something special about her. She, who knows, maybe five songs from now, maybe two songs. Mm. But there is something about her that she will be a star. She sings this song here.
You'll be my taxidermy, taxidermy.
So you can subscribe to the Bobbycast. Search for it on iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts.
And if I ever move to Albuquerque,
we're going to post that tonight.
I'm going to strap you to
the... You can't pinpoint what it is?
Nope. I just don't think you can. She knows who she is. She's like 24 years old.
She's got it.
Whatever that is, you just see and go, oh, you can't identify it, but that's it. That's it. But Cassie Ashton's one of them. The Tennille Towns. And
oh,
listen,
yeah,
I'm not
good.
Picking them just because they're females. There are just a lot of great females that are coming up because the system has finally started to be a bit kind of cultivated at the beginning. You know, they're investing into females, which is great.
I'd stand in any ticket line, any mountain I would climb just to find my way to where you are.
Cassie Ashton, Tennille Towns. You know who else is Lanco?
Yes.
I mean, they were in my class of 2017, and they had a number one hit with, oh, 17.
Yeah, Love Story.
Love Story, yeah. That's a good one. But there's something different about that band. Like, they're young and energetic and just oddly creative.
Wherever I go, whatever I do, I was born to love you. I was born to love you. Look into your eyes.
So, yeah, that's a good crop there, man. It is. I really enjoy where country music is going. It's real creative. And nothing is new unless it's way different. Meaning, nothing new splashes as new unless it's way different. Otherwise, it's just whatever everything else is.
Yeah, it blends in with everything else.
That's a problem we have with dudes right now in country music. They're all the same. So you get these guys that have one or two hits. They can't sell tickets to 50 people because they're like every other country guy singer. These women, I mean, they are special. And Lanco.
Including Lanco.
Including Lanco. Yeah. Yeah, man. I love them. Amy, they put out this story about sushi, and apparently you're only supposed to eat 2 to 3 rolls a week, or you could get sick from mercury poison.
Ooh.
I thought that was a little low. Like 2 to 3 rolls? Because, I mean, that's 2 dinners, you know?
Yeah, that's not a lot.
I always am weirded out by the sushi places that aren't permanent, meaning in the airport, in a gas station, anywhere Ooh. That's just not. The walls weren't built for a sushi place.
Gas station.
Well, I got so sick from sushi at a gas station once. Multiple days of violent illness. But yeah, they say only 2 to 3 rolls a week. Now, I don't eat that, but I have some friends that are crazy fish eaters. But the mercury, the higher up the food chain, the more likely there is a mercury. And it doesn't leave the body once a fish ingests it.
Mercury what? Mercury poisoning?
Mercury blues.
Is that the same as mercury?
It's same as mercury.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. A California woman's covered head to toe with bees is in critical condition right now after an attack by the bees.
That's not funny.
A California cleaning woman is left, it says, clinging to life after she was attacked by a large swarm of bees that covered her from head to toe in an attack so severe, rescuers were like, holy crap. They said 4 firefighters were also stung.
How many bees does it take to get to that level?
I don't know. She was literally covered from head to toe.
Ooh.
The bees, obviously she walked into somewhere that the bees weren't expecting.
Yeah.
And I've done that with wasps before. All of a sudden, you're in a wasp nest and you're like, oh, you can try to run, but they're already scared.
Yep.
They're not stinging you because it's fun. They're stinging you because they're scared. They got to protect themselves or protect something. But yeah, that's not good. So I saw that this morning. So many news stories. I saw a story, I'll talk about it in a minute, where our smart appliances could get hacked.
Really?
Raymundo was telling me about that. Yeah, oh yeah. He'll come and talk to us about that, where any of these appliances you have that they're smart could get hacked. For sure the Russians are in this thing. Yeah, that thing they got my blender. Yeah.
Oh no, yeah. Not the blender.
Not the blender. Bobby Bone, come on. So Amy is still in Texas. She's working out of a studio in Austin because her dad's been in the hospital for 3 weeks. How did yesterday go? Is it still kind of a climb back to being healthier?
Yeah, day before yesterday was a good day. Then yesterday was an even better day. So now I feel like it's kind of been bouncing back and forth, but now I feel like we've got 2 good days in a row. That it's amazing. And I've already gotten updates from the hospital this morning that he had a really good night, woke up great. So that's amazing. Good nights are key. Like if he can sleep through the night, the next day is always so much better.
Yeah, Amy's dad goes in for throat cancer surgery, and it's supposed to be a few days, and then he's there over 3 weeks, still in ICU. But yeah, I reach out to Amy every night and say, hey, how's it going? You know, off the radio. Amy's my friend, obviously. And I say, hey, she goes, hey, what channel is the All-Star game on? Is that on ESPN? And
she asked that?
Well, yeah, well, because I guess you're at the hospital, right?
Yeah, I knew he'd want to watch the All-Star game. Oh. He wanted the A.
American team?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The A.
Well, yeah. All I knew is he pointed to the letter A. So listen, we can't really communicate that well, but I knew that Team A wanted to win.
Okay.
Team A.
So
did they win?
They did in extra innings in the 10th inning.
Really?
Yeah. So what happens is Amy puts it on a channel, right?
Yeah, ESPN, duh, because that's the sports station.
There you
yeah.
go. And then?
And cornhole tournament is on, the national championship or something.
How cool is that, Amy?
I mean, sort of cool. I didn't even know it was a sport on TV. I thought it was just what you did at tailgating. But we watched about a good 2 hours of cornhole because yeah. I thought as soon as the cornhole tournament ended, you know, the baseball would start. And I thought, man, this cornhole must be going into overtime.
Oh, no.
Like, she missed like half the game. I was like, no, Amy, it's not on ESPN. She's like, yeah. Well, we're just here watching cornhole waiting for it to be over.
No.
So,
with all the technology to look at every channel, even on your phone, you can look it up. But her dad is so out of it, I guess he didn't know, huh?
Well, no, I mean, he's yesterday was a good day, so he was pretty with it, but he doesn't know what station it was on, and it's not like he can, it's not easy for him to just say, hey, Amy, flip the channel, turn it to Fox, maybe it's on Fox. And it takes a lot of energy sometimes if he really wants to communicate something. So I guess he just laid there watching cornhole.
Amy said that on the cornhole tournament, one guy had like a cup in his hand the whole time.
Yeah, he held something in his hand the whole time. And the only thing I could think of was that maybe when he got into cornhole, maybe it was tailgating or at parties, and he was always holding a beer. So for him, that's what makes him comfortable. Like, that's what gives him, you know, what he needs to win. And the other guy wore sunglasses the entire time, and it was indoors.
That is awesome.
And I'm like, who are these guys? Yeah. But they were really, really good.
Oh, I was watching it too. And they just go boom right in the hole.
Oh, they make them all.
Boom right in the hole.
Yeah, like if they miss one, they lose.
Pretty amazing. Hey, Raymundo. Raymundo's our audio producer in the glass room. And he was telling me about these smart appliances that can get hacked. Is that the story?
Yeah, so toasters, your dishwashers, refrigerators, even your microwaves, if they're smart, they're all connected to a network and that can get hacked. And some of these appliances have cameras, so either the hackers can either look at you or they can track when you're using these appliances. So they know when you go on vacation, they know when you go to work, stuff like that.
Wow, I didn't think about that.
So they say unplug them, check into it, be careful.
What does he mean by smart?
Anything that has
like
any sort of internet
TV.
Connection of any way, like to do things other than just its simple task of wash
like,
dishes.
Refrigerators are smart now. Like they can recognize when you're out of certain food or something, and then they will order it from the grocery store for you.
That's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah.
That whole thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whew. I thought maybe they're taking pictures. And here's the thing of me and pictures. Like if somebody watched on my computer and me taking, I just assume they are. Honestly, I just assume someone's watching me through my computer hole.
Smart.
And so, but I don't do anything. And so I don't think they should, but you're going to see me occasionally pick my nose and probably occasionally my ding dong. But there's nothing, like, I worry more about them looking at my bank account.
So if someone's watching your stream, they'll probably just get bored in 50 minutes.
Yeah, there's nothing there. Unless you just want to, like, watch me. I got to do the peck dance sometimes.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
There are things you do when you're by yourself
that
you don't want anybody to see.
For sure.
Like, a lot of times I get out of the shower and I practice dance moves in the front of the mirror.
Like, okay.
And I'm just like, ooh, check it out.
All right.
I like to see if I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to not feel like I do.
You're losing it?
Well, I just feel like it's not translating into the newer generation. Because I watch how people dance now. And you got to understand, I was a 90s kid, a 2000s adult.
Yeah, you learned with the Running Man and the Roger Rabbit and stuff.
Yeah, and I got my moves just aren't, they're not.
But you're good at the floss.
But here's the thing, I had to learn the actual moves. It doesn't come from my soul.
It's not natural.
I went to Dirk Bentley's bar and after.
last night?
No. Can you imagine?
Man, last night, midnight, on the Dirk's bar.
Oh, yeah.
And they were playing all the jams, right? It was like, you know, all the Ariana Grandes and all the, and I was trying to dance and I still had the 2004 moves locked.
Yeah.
Like I was
2004. Dude, is that where you peaked?
Probably in the dance floor.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I was locked in at 2004, and I couldn't get. And you can kind of fake it for like 10 years, but it's like 2018, and
you're not biting your lower lip when you dance, are you?
I don't know. I don't do it when I dance in front of the mirror.
Okay.
Well, I need to see how the kids are dancing these days. Like I don't know. I feel like I've been to the club.
But remember, Aim, when we would be, you know, in our 20s, and we would see adults dance that were.
Yes.
And we'd be like, oh, that's so old. That's not how we dance anymore.
Yeah, it was like they were doing the cha-cha with their hands.
And I felt like the old guy, too. By the way, my friend Jared and I, who's also coaches me in boxing, my trainer. And so he's my friend, but we decided to go out. We go and watch some soccer, because we don't know anything about soccer either. And then we go out.
You went out?
Yeah, we call ourselves the Shirley Temple Boys.
Oh, okay.
Because he doesn't really drink either.
Yeah.
So we go out to a bar and we're standing there, just him and I, and we were there for probably 3 minutes, and we're like, we're both in our 30s, and
y'all start yawning.
Well, it wasn't just that; we just felt creepy.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
We just felt creepy.
But you know what? I'm glad you feel creepy because there are some men that just stand there and they don't think they're creepy and they look creepy.
Well, we got out of there.
Good.
I said, dude, the Charlotte Temple Boys are not made for this bar.
We gotta go.
We gotta
roll out.
Mm-hmm. So it was good though. Like I need that realization. Like I just have to find things that are more my style.
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know what that is yet.
Like, you know,
I don't know.
Topgolf.
Yeah, I enjoy Topgolf. Cool. I've been a couple times. Yeah, Eddie and I were trying to find a play just now while that Jake Owen song was playing. Like, I am in the habit now of working so much that I don't carve out time for my friends, and I'm going to get out of that habit, but I've dedicated most of this year to things, from the books to projects. And so I said, hey, Eddie, why don't we go hang out and play golf?
Amy, it was so weird.
Because we haven't played in years.
Yes, and we used to play every day.
5 years ago, Eddie and I played every day. Eddie wasn't a part of the show. He was just one of my best friends.
I had a job, but I would just leave early and play golf every day.
And I said, hey, Eddie, let's play golf. And it'd be good to spend some time with you outside of the show. And he goes, yeah. He said, when you got free? And so I pull out my calendar.
Amy, he goes all the way to September. It's like, what are you doing September 15th? I'm like, I'm thinking like today. You want to go tomorrow? I'll set it up.
I have like one day and it's about 2 months away. And I've overextended because I get tired sometimes. I do. But
yeah, like how about November
of 2019?
Yeah.
So that's a thing. But I do. I think 2019 is the year that we spend more time together.
Yeah, I agree. I can't wait.
We do spend a lot of time together, though.
We do, but outside where we don't have to.
Frankly, we spend 5 hours at least here together, arm's length.
Yes.
So that's a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a lot.
It is, but I can't wait for a round of golf. That'd be fun.
You got it. I'll pay for it.
No. It's your birthday gift. I got this.
My birthday was April 2nd.
From April?
Well, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Amy, have you given him his birthday gifts from April?
What? Yes, I got him a pair of shoes.
A really nice pair of shoes. Dang.
Okay, take that back.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, okay.
My bad.
Big deal this morning. We get Lunchbox on the phone because he had his baby. Like 6 p.m. last night. Had his baby. He left the show yesterday because his baby was coming out. And then last night he had his baby. And to be honest with you, we were watching on Twitter too. He wanted it to be kind of a secret. And his family was there. And they luckily got in because the baby came 6 weeks early. This is us talking to Lunchbox.
So yesterday at 5:59 p.m. Central Time, baby comes out and the doctor doesn't even know what the gender is. The doctor doesn't even say. The doctor grabs the baby, lays it on my wife, and my wife and I hold the baby, kind of touch the baby, and then we look, and baby box is a boy!
Yeah! It's a boy!
Yeah!
Woo! A boy! Boy!
Boy!
Boy! So, yeah, he's having a boy, and we're talking about it, and we spent a long time talking. You should go back and listen to the whole podcast from today's show when it goes up, but he's so happy, and he's so tired, and he's so emotional. He got emotional on the phone. This is Lunchbox.
So then I walked down the hall with him, and man, my mom and dad and my in-laws and my sister-in-law are waiting. I texted them. I said, we're coming, because they didn't know if it was a boy or girl either, so they were down at the end of the hall. And and I just got that announcement. Oh. I got to announce that we had a boy, and pretty cool. And then today, I mean, I guess we just hang around and see him and go and just talk to him and watch him in the NICU. I don't know. I really have no idea what we do today. Got that boy.
All right, got that boy, he said. So that's Lunchbox from this morning. And if you're new to the show, you should know that Lunchbox was just an absolute caveman. I mean, it still is in a lot of ways. But wild man caveman. Chicks and drinking. That was his thing. All the time. Didn't matter. Hard as he could go, he would go. Never settling down. Never growing old. You know?
I'll tell you something. His life's just going to change to the fullest right now.
Yeah. Oh, I
mean, Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, this is the one thing that's just like, you know, the priority of importance in your life just changes. Now, this baby is the most important thing in his life.
Amy, your thoughts?
I mean, yeah. I can't wait to see the transformation. I think I'm excited about the stories and hearing about his naps or lack thereof.
Lack of naps. Oh,
I don't know that guy. Lunchbox loves his naps.
And like his rec soccer games at 9 p.m. every night. Like, it's just going to be interesting to see how he handles it all.
Yeah. Well, I encourage you to go back and listen to today's show online. One, we do a whole part of the show that doesn't get on the air. It's called the post-show, pre-show. And then we also, it's a good thing if you miss anything. That was a good segment there. So appreciate that. I was reading a story about things that will be obsolete in the next 20 years. They say no more rearview mirrors, no more phone towers, remote controls, credit cards, metal keys, and movie theaters. All in the next 20 years. And you know I'm hanging my hat on the movie theater.
That made the list?
Yeah.
Or did you add that on there?
I didn't add it. But you start to look at them and you go, why phone towers? Well, you're not going to need something to go as high anymore. Those are big deals. They're tall. My hometown, Mountain Pine, just got a phone tower in the past 2 years. You would drive into my town, because I would go back in, and you would just go, well, I'm just going to not have phone service for the next 12 hours.
That's rough.
Yeah. Small town, man.
What about the rearview mirrors, though? What's that all about? Because cameras?
Yeah, I would think so.
Man.
You read metal keys, everything's going to be censored.
Yeah.
Credit cards, probably going to be on phones. Even remote control is probably on phones. So, I like those stories. It makes us feel old.
Big time.
I can't stop it. What are you going to do?
Embrace it, I guess.
Amy, how was your day yesterday?
Oh, man, it was good.
Yeah?
Usual day at the hospital, though. I mean, made a lot of progress with my dad, so that was awesome. Met with some doctors that I think we may be able to, like, transfer him today to a different ICU, like at a rehab hospital.
That's good, huh?
Which will be amazing. So, yeah, it was, like, a really, really good day. What'd you do?
Well, one of the things I did an interview on this national Canadian news network called Global News. It's the main and so they want to do a Skype interview because I wasn't able to get there. I don't even have Skype anymore, to be honest.
Oh,
with
you had to re-download.
So I had to download Skype, and I get on there, and our show is all over Canada now, which is crazy to me.
It's awesome
that we're on in all these Canadian cities, Calgary, Ottawa, you know. And so everybody in Canada is so nice too. I get on and I'm talking to the people, the newscasters, and they're like, "Hey, we'll talk about the radio show. I'm talking about the book. I'm talking about my book." And since I'm on my computer, I never get text messages. Like, I'm not cool. My phone will sit quiet for 4 hours sometimes. And for some reason, I was getting hammered with the text right when I was on my computer.
Oh, no.
So my computer's going, ding, 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 the whole time. And they're getting irritated at me. And I can't focus because I'm getting text messages all during the interview. And so I think they were very gracious with me.
Yeah.
Their Canadian niceness, I think, kept them from hanging up on me on the interview. So I did that yesterday. I just think the Canadian thing's cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they're putting us on?
Yeah, like you name all those cities. I'm like, yeah, the Flames, Senators,
yeah.
Maple Leafs, yeah.
So I did that yesterday. I got a cleaning of my teeth. There was nothing wrong with my teeth at the dentist.
They put you under?
No.
Okay, good.
I did that and worked out. I did a Bobby Cast with Cassie Ashton. That will be up in a few hours. And so search Bobby Cast. But she's a special talent, man. You'll be my taxidermy. One of my class of 2018. But speaking of that, Jimmy Allen's going to be in on Friday. He's class of 2018. I pick five artists at the beginning of the year and go, hey, these are people to watch for. And so he just got the On the Verge, which means guaranteed radio play. And so he just got that.
That's awesome.
Morgan Evans from class of 18 got On the Verge. Yeah. Class of 2018 is a little farm system.
I like that Jimmy Allen guy.
Yeah, he'll be in Friday to play. When you smile, I see I did that. Sun sink down on the coast out of California. And there's no doubt because of you, I'm not the man. Did you do anything yesterday, Eddie, or no?
Yesterday, waited for a lunchbox text pretty much all day. I didn't even nap waiting for that text.
And really?
I was like, if I nap and I miss it, like that'd be terrible of me. So I just stayed up and nothing.
Yeah, none of us were at the hospital with him. He didn't want us there. So he just tweeted out updates.
Yes,
and
he
so
did.
We kept texting each other being like, have you heard anything? Do you know anything? And it was like, we're just watching Twitter.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else is.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, Amy catches up on her news right now in the pile, so...
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Kylie Jenner's decision to pierce her baby's ears is sparking tons of debate online. Like, people are going crazy because Stormy's 5 months old and she decided to pierce her baby's ears. And I just don't think that she should really catch heat for that. She's the mom. That actually is a recommended age by pediatricians if you're going to pierce to do it then.
Can I tell you something about people online? Can I have the indulgence of the room for
yes,
a second?
Yes,
yes, you
yes.
may.
So what I do, and I don't talk about this often, but I take in every couple of weeks, I will donate to the shelter near my house. Treats, sometimes towels, depending on what they need, dog food. And I say, what do you need? And they tell me, and then I take them. And so yesterday, it was all in the house and bags. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to post it online and say, hey, just ask your animal shelter. It's on my Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bobby Bones. And so I'm like, I take a picture with all the stuff I'm taking to the shelter. I was like, hey, ask your shelter. If you can just buy a box of treats, and sometimes they need treats for the animals.
Right.
People were railroading me about what brand of dog food I was buying for
really?
The dogs. They were like, that's poison. And I'm going, you know what? I was told this was the preferred food. And maybe it's not the best food, but I think they have to find a place between the most nutritious, most expensive, and the cheapest.
Yeah.
That's kind of middle. I just fall, but I was getting hammered, man.
You're trying to do something nice.
I really, and I'm going, okay, if you can post something going, hey, please help out doggies, and people still yell at you and call you the devil, then you can't win. It's over.
Yeah,
there's no
win.
Victory in this. And so all the Kylie Jenner baby haters, shut up.
Yeah.
It's her baby.
Yeah.
Go look at my Instagram and you'll see people over there going, that's poison. And I'm going, would you rather them not eat? Would you rather them not get a donation?
Yeah.
And I was told to get that. Okay, anyway. Amy, thank you for your indulgence. You know why I say indulgence? Because when I was doing jury duty, the lawyer said, Your Honor, can I have the indulgence of the court?
That's a good word.
And so I say it now.
You stole it from the lawyer?
It makes me sound cool. Yeah, yeah. I'm not even going to lie. That's why I say it.
Okay.
Yeah. Amy, what else you got?
So, obviously, I mean, if you're online at all, you've seen the Shiggy Challenge to Drake's song, In My Feelings. And everybody's posting stuff and doing it, but now kids are doing it, jumping out of moving cars.
Eddie know the song?
Yeah, I know the song, but what is the
so,
it's the dance.
I guess, it's so cute. It's, so cute.
Yeah,
and
you're
like,
so out of
I
the
love
loop.
Checking the hashtag and seeing, Mario Lopez did one where he's
Seacrest
got a,
did one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, I saw that.
But when Mario Lopez did it, he has a cast on, and it's like, remind me of Saved by the Bell when he's got the sprain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he did the sprain.
That's what
with
Kenny
Lisa
Chesney
Turtle.
Looked like when he hurt his knee and he was dancing on the stage. Look how he's doing the sprain.
So, Odell Beckham Jr., who is a receiver for the New York Giants, you know?
Yes.
I do know.
We know.
Okay. Here, let me play this for Eddie real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Trap. This is My Feelings. I've been playing the Scorpion album like crazy. Mm. Do you know this?
Gotta I've be heard it.
Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside
and you just do the dance. He's like doing his motions with the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heart.
Yeah. Morgan number two knows that. I turned it on. She was like, oh, this is my jam.
Have you all posted your challenges?
No.
I was working on it at the hospital. My best friend from high school, we were texting this morning about if she can ever come up. And we're trying to figure out a way if I could get my dad to do some moves. He has to exercise.
Your dad's
he's got to recover.
Well, first of all, he's got a tube in his throat. He's in ICU. And Amy's trying to get him to do the Shiggy Challenge.
No. Physical therapy came by and he has to move because he's been in a bed and a chair or a chair, like back and forth. They move him for 3 weeks. Like, we have to get him active. So I thought this could be a fun activity.
And he was like, Dad, I know you have cancer in your throat. We just had surgery. You're in ICU for 3 weeks. Do the Shiggy Challenge.
Hey, my dad loves to dance.
Yeah. All right, what was the other story, Odell Beckham Jr.?
Well, he did it hopping out of a car, but the car was actually parked when he hopped out and started doing the dance.
Oh.
But a lot of kids are taking what he did and now taking it up a level and trying to do it stepping out of moving cars. And the videos are hilarious, but I don't want to laugh because somebody's going to get hurt.
Back in my day, all we did was eat Tide Pods, and that was fun. Now kids are jumping out of cars.
Back in your day.
Yeah.
It was last year.
Yeah. Oh. And what else?
So if you're ever feeling weird about things on your body and you think stars and celebrities are just so perfect.
They are.
Well, they're not. They're just like us.
No.
Like Harry Styles. Did you know he has 4 nipples?
What? Okay, that's not like us, though. That's a legit abnormality.
Wait, he does?
Yeah, yeah. And then Kesha, she was
born...
Hold on, Amy.
I don't feel better about myself because Harry Styles has 4 nipples. I'm just saying. That doesn't make me go, oh, he gets me. No.
I relate.
Oh.
Guys, did you hear Mario Lopez has 2 anuses? Like,
wow. He's just like me. Who else, Amy? Who else?
Well, Kesha was born with a tail, but they chopped it off.
No, stop it.
Stop it, Amy.
Come on.
No. Ashton Kutcher has 2 webbed toes on 1 foot. And then, let's see. Oh, Liz Taylor. Oh, man. She just was born beautiful because she was born with a double set of eyelashes.
Oh, wow.
Which obviously just probably made her more pretty. But how crazy is that someone can actually be born with 2 sets of eyelashes?
You know, all that sounds pretty crazy to me, and none of them make me go, you know what? Celebrities are just like me.
Okay, I got one.
What's up?
You know, Lunchbox can't touch his shoulders.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's true.
He's a celebrity.
Do we have any? What are our things?
I got a lot of things. I got one eye that just doesn't work.
That's true.
And it's never worked. I wear a patch. I don't know. Yeah. I'm like a skinny guy. I don't know.
Bird chest.
I still
I'm just saying, like, you know, like everyone else.
All right, Amy.
Eddie.
Are you done?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There it is. Thank you, Amy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, what a show. Lunchbox announces today he had a boy. That's a big deal. Baby. And I was like, baby. Tomorrow, baby, find out what's up with that name. They didn't settle on a name because they didn't know if it was going to be a boy or a girl. Go back and listen to the show today if you missed it. The guy got super emotional. It was awesome. He has a baby. He's been the crazy guy on the show for years, and now he's a dad. So go listen to the show. Search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. Maybe we'll just leave it there, huh? That's a big part of the show today.
Big part of the show.
Have a good rest of the Wednesday. We'll see you Thursday. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones.